This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
After the hour now, time for another episode of Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to be along to be able to interpret and understand some of the things that are going on in the world of medicine. Ken is an evidence-based cardiologist from Florida. He's been on this program for a long time, and he takes time every week to go through the medical journals to understand or try to interpret what some of the findings are of a lot of the research that's being done. You know, when you look at the health in our nation, Ken, a lot of people think we're not doing so well. Cancer rates climbing. Nearly one in eight American has diabetes. We are ballooning in weight.
It's probably all related to obesity, and it's related to lifestyle. Obesity and abusing drugs.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, when people are sick, where do they come? They come to America to get well.
Yep, they do. That's right. So even though this is kind of a grim picture, there is a report that suggests that our cholesterol numbers, which have improved significantly over the past 17 years, are holding pretty steady. If you go back to 1999, the number of Americans suffering from high total cholesterol has declined 18%.
Is that including the people who are on medication? Because we're much more aggressive with medicine today than we were in that time period.
Well, it would seem to me that would make sense. We're becoming more aware of the artificial trans fats, which is bad.
We definitely are.
We've got those cholesterol-lowering statins that you use and a lot of cardiologists use. That seems to be helpful. We have kind of a different relationship toward cholesterol, don't you think?
Oh, we absolutely do. Going and pushing the numbers higher is the obesity epidemic, but pushing the numbers lower is our awareness of the good fats and the bad fats. As you were leaning towards the trans and the saturated fats are the good ones, the omegas, the monounsaturated, the polyunsaturated are the good ones. And we need to, you know, eat the right fats, but also we need to get down to ideal body weight. And, you know, as I have gotten into exercise in the last 2 to 3 years, you can just see your good cholesterol skyrocket up as you do more and more exercise. And looking at your HDL, your good cholesterol, is probably the best measure of your overall lifestyle. And amazingly, as I have adjusted mine has, you know, I'm not here to boast. I'm just giving you the facts. But before I started my exercise program, you know, if I could get mine to 50, it was really a challenge. Mine is, my HDL, my good cholesterol is now in the 90s.
Really? Mine is in the 40s.
Well, we need to get you into a better exercise program.
I think I do need to continue to focus on losing weight, which I'm much more. I bought a scale last week. You'll get a kick out of this. I went into Target and I bought a scale for $7.
Wow.
And Meredith said to me, what in the world can you buy for $7? Well, it worked for about 4 days, and it doesn't work anymore. So I was in one of the sports stores.
No warranty, right?
No, of course not. Made in China. So I went into one of the sports stores to buy some exercise equipment, and I saw a scale that really sort of was the exact opposite of the other scale. They had all kinds of information is on it. I spent $57 on it.
Whoa.
So now, yeah, I can see all of those things, body mass,
yes,
and that sort of stuff, which is
percent fat and things like that.
Yep.
Oh, you're going to have fun with all those.
So the report suggests that there is, even though there's progress that's been made, there is more. prevalence of high total cholesterol greatest among adults 40 to 59, particularly with women. By race and gender, white women have the greatest prevalence of high total cholesterol. Isn't it the opposite for black men and white men? Black men have higher cholesterol. Am I right with that?
I'm not sure how the races break down, and so I don't have that data on the top of my fingers. But, you know, I take each patient separately as an individual, and you know, I'd rather look at it that way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'd like to know what their lifestyle is. I'd like to know their numbers and then try to develop, customize a lifestyle, personalize it to the individual patient to get the numbers as well as we can with just lifestyle. So blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol, and weight, working on those four numbers. And there's so much you can do before you start the medicines.
I saw something else. Dr. Ken, for those of you who may be new to this program, to this exercise in good health, is a cardiologist, practices at his own clinic in Mardura, Florida. And as I look at the continuing overview that's here, the number of coronary artery bypasses, the kind of service of the surgery that's being done, there's an overview of people taking statins here for heart disease, Ken. And this report suggests there are major benefits, pretty much the same thing that you say frequently. This is from the American College of Cardiology. I guess there's a conference going on in Washington that is studying. I mean, every year these things come out, and they'll publish it, and maybe you'll have some more information next week.
Doug, the latest studies show 9 extra years of life if you have coronary disease if you're on a statin. Do I need to repeat that?
You can if you want.
If you have coronary artery disease, if you have plaquing in the circulation to your heart, and if you're put on a statin, you'll have 9 extra years on average than if you wouldn't have taken a statin.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the latest data is showing.
All right. Latest data underscored here. This is Good Day Health. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen. We'll get to some of the other things that are trending in the journals in a few moments. One of the things that is not in dispute, trending, word on super beets and super foods and nitric oxide. There's quite a bit of information that's available from the people as they become more successful and people ask more questions about super beets, how it affects your energy quotient, your fatigue quotient, I guess that's what it is, blood pressure, all the things that are affected by super beets circulation. If you're an exerciser, this is something, I don't know whether you take your super beets before you go to exercise or not, but this is something that has become so effective, it's so safe, it enhances your body so much. Ken's going to fill you in on some of the details here as to why we both like using this product as much as we do.
Well, it's a natural product that has good research showing it's safe and effective. It's based on Nobel Prize-winning research from 1998, the discovery of nitric oxide. This is the third important gas in the body. Your body needs it. It helps to relax the blood vessels so that the oxygen carried by the red blood cell can get in and the red blood cells can circulate from head to toe. Helps to lower the blood pressure also by relaxing the blood vessels. It's a signaler from head to toe. It helps the body communicate. And if you don't continuously remake nitric oxide, you will be deficient. You'll not feel as though you have your energy. Your blood pressure will go up. And as we get older, your ability to make nitric oxide declines. And Super Beets is a great way to get a big boost of nitric oxide. I like it when I work out, before I work out. It's just a natural, safe, legal way to do it. You're not abusing your body in any way. And it's also a way, instead of those high caffeinated energy drinks midday in the afternoon, you need a little natural boost. Getting a nitric oxide boost with Super Beets is just a wonderful, healthy, safe, effective way.
800-655-4183 brings you around to the Super Beets headquarters so you can order this superfood. 800-655-4183. You get a 30-day supply of Super Beets free when you have your first order placed. Comes with that book, Beat the Odds. It's also a free shipping connection, too, that's cool. So you're buying a product, it's being shipped to you free, you're going to use it, you're going to like it, you're going to keep using it, because that's how the words around, people start using it, and they keep using it because it works. It does what Ken says it does. 800-655-4183 for Super Beats. One more time, 800-655-4183. Time for an important message from MyPillow. If you're having a hard time tossing and turning when you're in bed at night and you're looking for new pillows, you all know the story of MyPillow. You all know how great they are. Patented adjustable fill. MyPillow stays cool and in place all night long. So, MyPillow sells itself. Here's a special offer for you from me. Four pillows for the price of one from MyPillow. You heard me right. One pillow you pay for, you get three more free. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Low price for one, don't pay for the other three. Make sure you use the promo code DS when you call 800-716-5989. One pillow you pay for, three you get free. 800-716-5989 or go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Remember, use the promo code DS.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. Have you heard you can predict what will happen to your hair by looking at what happened to the hair of your mother's father?
That's an old wives' tale. It can come from both sides of the family.
Dr. Layla Tolomat says there are many kinds of hair loss.
One of the types is called androgenetic alopecia, and that's known as male pattern hair loss.
Male pattern hair loss has a genetic component. However, some hair loss can be caused by internal disease or medications.
Seeking out expert opinion, the earlier the better, because we want to try to maintain the hair that they currently have.
Dr. Tolomat says a topical medication called minoxidil regrows or maintains hair in about two-thirds of the men who try it. An oral medicine called finasteride is also available.
One area of research in hair loss is called protein-rich plasma.
In this treatment, protein growth factors from a patient's own plasma are used to promote hair growth.
Protein-rich plasma is a new therapy and promising.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Moist. All right, Dr. Ken. Oops, excuse me, Dr. Ken and Doug. All right, let's get to this first study that you've overviewed, depression tied now to a shorter lifespan. If you're depressed about whatever, I don't know if that's new. Would you expect that to have been the case anyway, Ken?
Well, yes. People who suffer from depression may not live as long as individuals who do not experience depression. This comes out of the Canadian Medical Association Journal this week. This new study, it found a link between depression and premature death, Doug, even after accounting for things like obesity, smoking, and drinking habits. So treating depression can reduce depressive symptoms, improve quality of life, and potentially prolong life.
Really? And what do we have that we're using? Isn't there a lot of controversy about some of the drugs that are being used for people who are depressed?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked, because in the American Journal of Psychiatry this month, we learned that as little as 1 hour of exercise each week, my favorite drug, regardless of intensity, can help to prevent depression. This is a study that examined data from almost 34,000 people, Doug.
34,000 people. Imagine the number of depressed people that there are in the world. And why are people depressed? Why is it that people get clinically depressed?
Well,
how does that start and how does it continue?
How much time do we have?
About a half a minute now.
Well, it depends how you define it. There's reactive depression, and we all go through that with circumstances of loss and sadness. And then there's more major depression, which is really biochemical in nature, and there's underlying abnormalities of the chemistry of the brain.
Well, everybody's chemistry is different, and so different things in our body affect us different ways. I think that's for sure. 21 past the hour here on Good Day Health.
To Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now 50, what's good of it? 23 past the hour. Our focus is on your health and what influences your health and well-being in a collective sense. And then we get down to some of the nitty-gritty with some of your questions. You can send them along to me on Twitter, at Doug Steffen, if you'd like to do that. All right. So there are lots of people who have done lots of studies on menopause and how it affects women in different ways at different ages. So this latest study on menopause focuses on body weight. Before, apparently, right?
Well, you know, we talk so much about obesity. This is the other side of it. Being underweight also has a huge effect. This comes out of Human Reproduction Medical Journal this week, Doug, and this is another large study of almost 80,000 women, and it's concluded that being underweight poses a risk of experiencing early menopause. In this study, early menopause was defined as occurring before a woman reaches age 45, and we use this BMI, the doctors. Now, we no longer talk about your height or your weight, but it's this combined number, body mass index, BMI. Everybody should know their BMI. And normal is 18.5 to 24.9. And in this study, women with a BMI below 18.5, and that's considered underweight, at any age, they were 30% more likely to experience early menopause compared with women whose BMI was normal. So women whose BMI was between 25 and 29.9, that's considered overweight, and 30 or above is obesity. They were up to 30% less likely to experience early menopause. Early menopause is associated with a higher risk of cardiovascular disease and other health conditions such as cognitive decline, osteoporosis, and premature death. So early menopause has huge effects on things outside the reproductive system.
Well, it's really very interesting to see how this impacts the women that have to go through it. It's a horror show. I think it does a lot of things, not only to your body, but to your mind. It just is, you wonder why God created this opportunity. What's supposed to come out of it? And men don't understand it. We don't come even close to being able to understand it because we don't go through it. And it's hard sometimes to get those who are involved to really talk about their feelings with regard to it.
It's not as severe for guys, but guys do go through a little bit of this.
Oh, I think you're right. I think men go through a period every 28 days, cycles that may be astrologically connected, they're physically connected.
But if I heard you right, you said that men don't go through a menopause, and I think...
Well, I didn't mean it. They don't go through it the same way that women do.
As severe, but they go through an episode with their testosterone.
How does it how does it manifest?
Fatigue.
How would that?
Well, their potency. I could personalize this. Your ability to perform, I'm sure, is not the way it was when you were 20.
You talking to me?
I'm talking to everyone our age. It's just a reality.
Yeah. It collides with the desire and opportunity as well.
But also just ability, and that is part of the male menopause that we just have to make the best of it, as women do also sometimes. And our hormones are changing. And I don't want to say that we go through it as severely as women, but it affects both sexes.
Yeah.
As the hormones change.
The sexual realities of people and their bodies and what they go through affects. As I said, I think men go through a cycle every 28 days, same as women do. Whether it's predicated by where the moon is or what astrological influences there are, whatever it is, I know I feel differently often.
Every 28 days?
I go through periods when I feel great and then I don't feel great. Physically, emotionally, spiritually.
But you cycle every 28 days regularly?
I think so, yeah.
Really? Wow.
Yep. I think I go through it with regularity. I think men, if they're honest with themselves, would see that pattern as well. 28 past the hour on Good Day Health.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Attention floor buyers, the 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
This is Doug Steffen with a focus on Vivint Smart Home. This is the number one smart home services provider in America. It wants to make your home smarter and your life easier. And wow, doorbell cameras, security cameras, smart thermostats, door and window sensors, smoke detectors. There's all of this and more connected through a unified network with centralized control. Vivint Systems. Simple, intuitive, and something that you need if you want to make things easier in your home. What a great idea to give somebody that you care about that may be home alone a Vivint system. How about that for a Christmas idea? Automatic climate control, optimum comfort. You can speak to the person at the front door with a Vivint system. You can open the door. Call 855-718-6167 to get all the benefits. Vivint Home Systems, 855-718-6167.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
for a no-cost MRI review and to learn more. It's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now 34 after the hour on the Good Day Health Hour with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who practices at Lake Cardiology down in Madura, Florida. And so many people from all around the country say to me in various venues how relieving it is, how great it is to have a doctor who really does care, who pays attention to the details, and who wants to spend time with his patients and clients. So if you're of that ilk and you hear Ken talking about things that are important to you and you've gotten some kind of a read from your doctor or a doctor that either confuses you or you don't like, you need a second opinion, call 352-735-1400, 352-735-1400 for Lake Cardiology, and make yourself an appointment. Go see Ken and enjoy the ambiance. We're a beautiful town, beautiful staff, beautiful people, and you'll get, I hope, the kind of help that you need and you're seeking. Ken's office, 352-735-1400. All right, so the way we've been talking about what it is to eat the wrong way and to, you know, still have the statin drugs impact us in a way that we are not as badly off as we might be under the circumstances. And, you know, we've talked a little about depression. Actually, there are three or four things this week in the various journals, Ken, because the there are various meetings going on. Most of the stuff that comes out in these journals that you study result of various meetings of various groups of doctors. So if you have a baby in the summertime, that's a way for you to almost guarantee having postpartum depression. What is there about the summer that makes that happen? That's true.
Well, again, there's a meeting in your hometown of Boston this mm-hmm. week of the American Society of Anesthesiologists, and they were trying to study if they could identify some of the factors related to pregnancy that bring on this postpartum depression. They don't understand why they do it, but they did make some progress in this area to identify what the factors are. So about 10% of women suffer from anxiety or depression after childbirth. That's a lot of women. And symptoms of postpartum depression include sadness, restlessness, agitation, and decreased concentration. And according to this new study, certain factors related to pregnancy and delivery may actually affect a woman's risk of having postpartum depression. It appears that giving birth in the winter or the spring is linked to a lower risk of developing postpartum depression, as is having a baby at full term. Also, using anesthesia during delivery appears to lower the risk of postpartum depression. So, Doug, you may want to let all the women know that they should wait till April to get pregnant, go full term, and use anesthesia, and they'll really lower their risk of getting postpartum depression.
What about C-sections? What impact do they have in this whole arena?
It didn't seem to be a factor that they could really identify.
See, I think both my children were born through C-section. My wife at the time was small, and Megan was very large. She weighed 9 pounds and 11 ounces
wow.
when she came out. Tony gained about 45, 46 pounds.
Did she have postpartum depression?
I don't know that she did.
You would have known.
Yeah, I would have known. She was really pretty happy when Megan came out, but it was after 4 days of labor. And the baby Megan couldn't get through her birth canal, so in order to be done with it, they just decided, okay, we'll do a C-section, bring her out that way.
So she's but, consistent with the study. That was not a factor that they
not on her. I think the children who come, however, out in through C-section, which is being done more and more because it's more convenient for the doctor to schedule the C-section at 8 o'clock on Monday morning rather than, you know, midnight on Sunday when the baby might come out.
And what do you think is happening? Because I'm going to really light up your life when I talk to you about what the latest is on that, because this is right in your wheelhouse.
I find my children both think that it, that coming out the way they did, they both came through C-section, that they didn't go through the birth canal, and that may have affected their psychological reality. There's a different what happens to you if you go through the birth canal, and that's the first challenge in life. If you don't go through it, it seems to have a different impact on you. So
can I enlighten you with the latest thought about
this?
It's fascinating. You're going to love this because this is in your wheelhouse. You know, I've talked to you a little bit about the microbiome. This is like the newest frontier in medicine. It's these millions of organisms that live in us. You know, we thought they were just passerbys, that they just, you know, hung around. But they actually, the more we study them, the more we realize how vital they are, how important they are for the body to function properly. And this is an area of great study. And what is believed currently is that those who have a C-section don't go through the birth canal through the vagina, where there's tons of bacteria. So part of the biome that we all have is not planted as well as it is if you have a C-section, because you're not exposed as an infant to all of that microorganism in the woman's vagina.
Mm-hmm. So the immune system is going to be
has
two strikes against
it
before you even get started, because you didn't get exposed to all that stuff on the way out of the regular canal.
Yes.
I never thought about that. That's pretty interesting.
But there's been some late breaking studies, and I haven't even talked about them because this is so cutting edge. And actually trying to see if you could smear in a C-section the baby with the contents from the woman's vaginal canal, and that doesn't seem to help.
Really?
Correct.
So it's the process as well as what you're... Isn't that interesting?
Yes, there's something that we can't reproduce by just smearing the babies, because a lot of nurses who deliver babies will do that. They'll try to make up for it currently, but it doesn't seem to be as effective. So you really do lose something. It seems the theory right now is implanting that microbiome just doesn't occur as well as it should, because you don't get exposed initially to all that bacteria in the canal.
Wow.
Isn't that fascinating?
That's very, very significant, isn't it, huh?
Yes.
Under the circumstances. All right, let's see here.
And this is another... not crazy science. This is real cutting-edge medical science at top-tier university medical schools.
Yep. All right, here's something on the opioid crisis. I have a hard time believing what you're about to tell us from the American Society of Anesthesiologists. Again, more from that meeting in Boston about opioid painkiller abuse.
So why should this report be any different than all the others?
What? Well, whether I believe it or not?
Correct.
So, maybe because I don't agree with it because I have other information, but that's, you know, let's see what they have to say.
Let's review what they're reporting. So, yes, at the same meeting, what they're reporting is that the number of Americans abusing prescription painkillers has leveled off in recent years, but there's no apparent decline yet. The latest data they had that they could evaluate was 2014, and this is amazing. Close to 14% of American adults and teenagers had ever abused the drugs, which include Vicodin, Oxycontin, and morphine. And we physicians, Doug, we must give patients alternative ways to manage pain. There are times when people need short-term pain relief with opioids, but for most long-term pain unrelated to cancer, opioids are generally no better than a placebo, and the risk of opioids, including addiction and overdose, they're too well known.
Well, go another step with that. There's a sentence that, read the second last sentence over again that you had there about the reality of what these opioids really are. What does it say?
No, I'm not sure. The reality. I mean, they're good short-term, for short-term pain relief, but when you need long-term pain relief unrelated to cancer, they're no better than a placebo.
I get that, but the fact that people are using them not for painkillers, but to get high, there is an epidemic in this country. Maybe not, they're not using them for painkillers, but they certainly are using them for other purposes that have nothing to do with their medical purpose in life.
There's definitely abuse going on, and the medical organizations have come out with guidelines, because in the early 2000s this was a much bigger problem, and it's still a big problem, but it seems to be tamping down, because there finally have been guidelines coming out from a lot of medical groups.
I think these guys are sticking their head in the sand. I don't think they have a clue. As you know, my son is a alcohol and drug counselor in Los Angeles.
Yeah,
and
but
the
Los
problem
Angeles is not the rest of the country. I've talked to a lot of doctors in Central Florida about this.
Yeah.
And they don't, you know, I've asked them, are you prescribing more opioids in the last 5 years? And they all say no.
Mm-hmm. Well, the number of prescriptions, maybe the awareness of what's going on in the aftermarket has made them less likely to prescribe a painkiller that's an opioid. Okay, I get that. But the use, the abuse of them, not for painkillers, but just as drug, you know, like any other kind of drug, cocaine or whatever you get,
is
outrageous.
What is the source of the problem?
The source of the problem is these painkillers have been overprescribed. There's a lot of them laying around. Kids get a hold of them. They use them to get high, and some adults do as well.
But what I'm trying to say is I think, you know, in the early 2000s that was true, but I think in the last few years, you know, of course there are some outliers, but I think the doctors are really more conscious about this in the last few years. And I've actually asked my colleagues there, you know, and again, Los Angeles is not the whole country.
No, but I think that the problem is indicative of stuff that you see. You hear more and more how all of this stuff, the drugs that are being taken by kids in the Midwest, they never used to be the problem that there is there now.
Well, this study says that it's still, I'm not denying it's not a problem. What it's looking like is that it's peaking.
Okay, good. Well, that's good news. Take that away.
That's the good news of this story, that it's still a big problem, but it doesn't seem to be accelerating.
Got it. Okay. Here's a problem that you can fix very easily. The amount of immune strength your body has. Ken and I talk about this all the time, and the products that come from the folks at Balance of Nature are aimed at fixing those particular issues, like where your immune system is. You're going to have a weak immune system, therefore be more susceptible to colds and flu and other things that happen during the winter. There's a pretty easy fix that comes from balanceofnature.com. Go there and use the code DJV. Order their fruits and veggies. They have a capsule with 9 fruits that have been prepared and powdered. You can either take the capsule, or you're going to open it up, put it on your fruit that you're eating or your food, whatever it is. Same thing is true for the veggie capsule. They have a fruit and veggie capsule that you can take. This is really the modern era, I don't want to say of medicine, but certainly of supplementation. So you have an immune system that's weak. And everybody who's in the medical profession will tell you fruits and vegetables. Ken talks about this all the time. Make sure you eat the prescribed number of fruits and vegetables. Well, nobody does. You know that, Ken. I know that. Everybody knows that people don't eat as much as they're supposed to. So here's the way around that. With ripened fruits and vegetables that have been powdered and prepared by the folks at Balance of Nature. So you order these 2 bottles, one of fruits, one of veggies. Take a couple every day, and your immune system will be enhanced greatly over the next month or two. And the best part about this, as you introduce yourself to Balance of Nature products, you'll get the first month free. It's balanceofnature.com, code DJV, to order today.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Flap. Pustule. Jowls. Nugget. Gurgle, smear, bulbous, pork.
If you hear certain words on the job site,
baloney,
work can be uncomfortable.
Tender.
So at least get work gear that's comfortable. Timberland Pro work shirts, pants, and boots. Head to toe, Timberland Pro. Not uncomfortable.
Moist.
As we age, we all notice our bodies changing. Isn't that right? I know I have noticed it. I don't have as much energy as I would like. I feel more fatigued than I want to. I've learned that the decrease of circulation is the reason for this. And if I start giving my body what it needs, I can promote natural, healthy circulation and keep myself feeling as great as I can as the years go by. That's why I drink Super Beats. That's why you need Super Beats. Super Beats promotes the body's own natural ability to produce healthier circulation for increased energy and stamina. It'll stay with you all day long. Only Super Beats, made from beets grown to exacting standards and concentrated into superfood crystals. So if you want to give your body what it needs as you age, go online to DougLikesBeets.com. With your first order, get another 30-day supply of Super Beats free, plus indicator strips to see how Super Beats is working for you. Super Beats at DougLikesBeets.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
All right, now 53 after the hour, it's Health Watch time with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. GoodDayHealthShow.com is where you get his weekly podcast of special information. As a matter of fact, the podcast that's up there right now, Ken and I go through some data that shows how seriously we need to deal with stress and how to treat it. We talk about the merits of flu vaccinations, and so that's all part of, and the sugar business, that's going to be an ongoing debate. But if you want to get the inside details and find out what's going on in your body with help from Dr. Ken, go to GoodDayHealthShow.com, GoodDayHealthShow.com, to get the weekly podcasts and the updates. So I want to stick with the cold and flu season, Ken. A lot of parents worrying about taking children to the doctor's office and sitting in a waiting room full of sick children. Hospitals, dangerous places for disease transmission as well. So that's why they've taken infection control policies seriously. But I wonder, going back to the children, the pediatric medical circumstances that exist, what about, there was a new statement issued this week by the American Academy of Pediatrics saying infection prevention and control in pediatric ambulatory settings is being put into effect to minimize the spread of germs in waiting rooms and exam rooms. So this is about hygiene, immunizations, and the suggestion here is that you can get sicker just by going to the doctor's office and sitting around with other patients who are sick.
Well,
what do you make of that?
Well, it is a concern. In the more enlightened pediatric offices, they actually have two areas for the patients to wait, and they're separated. They have a relatively well child area, and then they have an area for the children who have an infectious disease.
Really?
My daughter always always went to a pediatrician, and they had two different places to sit, and I think that's a great idea.
All right, so is that your recommendation to people who are listening now who have children and they're going to get flu shots? You and I have our conversation about that.
I hope their pediatricians have separate waiting rooms.
Look for them. In fact, when you're checking out pediatricians, should you be looking for a pediatrician that has two waiting rooms, one for sick children and one for children that aren't sick?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think, doesn't the government require you disinfect your offices? What do they require of you? You're a cardiologist.
Well, there's a lot of rules, and OSHA rules, and keeping people healthy, and keeping bugs out.
It stands to reason the waiting room is going to be full of germs.
Absolutely.
And, a lot of the parents bring in their own germs as well.
We have to do a certain number of hours, the whole staff of education each year to keep up our licenses.
Really?
Oh,
for heaven's sakes, I didn't know
OSHA
that.
Is very active in the doctor's office.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to get into government in our businesses. Here's another one that I would like you. Have you ever heard of guanabara? Guanabara. It's a fruit.
Guanabara.
Guanabara is a fruit. Looks like kiwi inside.
Sounds
but
good.
All of a sudden, it's all over the place because a Canadian doctor says that his research proves that guanabara will kill cancer cells. And so there is a rumor floating around that a lot of the cancer industry, like the Cancer Centers of America, are trying to find farms where this stuff's being grown and buy them to keep the stuff from being distributed.
Oh, come on.
How do you...
wait for the Kennedy records to come out. Come on. There's no conspiracy to suppress the cure for cancer because, the cure for cancer is waiting to get the Nobel Prize, and there are people in labs throughout this world who don't care about what you're saying, and are going to get it out if they haven't. Mm-hmm. So if it's there, it's going to get out. The problem with what he's advocating is it really hasn't been tried in a good study, a controlled study.
Right. Yeah.
So it's just wait and see.
I always love it, though, when I throw one of these ads here. That's good. I like that. Oh, come on. All right. Let's talk about Superbeats for a moment, helping to present Dr. Ken to you. As we age, we notice our bodies are changing. And as your bodies change, they need different nutrition. Nutritionally dense foods like beets. And beets are the main ingredient in Super Beets. Hello, that's why they call it Super Beets. Made from beets grown to exacting standards, concentrated into superfood crystals. Your blood pressure is normalized. You get blood everywhere in your body. Ken says, get it. 800-655-4183. I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I talk faster than he does. 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Get your first month free. Super Beats.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.